This is Joe Basso from Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I'm speaking with Herman Lee, one of the two lead guitarists from the band Dragon Force. Herman, how you doing?
Not bad. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Right off the bat, I should ask about Guitar Hero, how it's changed your life. Your track Through the Fire and Flames sort of became the can you play this track on the game?
One of the things that changed the most, excuse me, I bit my tongue yesterday, so if I sound funny, anyone listening out there, don't worry. I guess every day now I get asked the same question, can I play my own song in Guitar Hero? I guess that really were the things that changed most in my life. apart from that, I think you reach out, you know, you put Dragon Force to a new audience and people have never heard the music, and that's really been good, you know, good for the last album, Inhuman Rampage.
So you see no downside at all that your band basically reached a new level of popularity because of a video game?
Definitely, because we actually finished touring before, the game is, you know, most popular is in America more than anywhere else, and we stopped touring just around, I think, a few months before Guitar Hero 3 came out, and when Guitar Hero 3 came out, it's like a new album. Or not a new album, my last album just got re-released again, and there's like a whole buzz happening, and you know, it was good. You know, it kept business going while we were away from America.
What is your overall impression of the Guitar Hero and Rock Band games? How do you see it as a phenomenon?
It really get people into rock music, expose them to it, and you know, maybe get them to play an instrument. I think it's a good thing. At the end of the day, it's a video game. Just because you can play our song on expert on the video game, doesn't mean they even have a chance of playing it after 1 year of guitar playing, you know, the real thing.
Now, Dragon Force is famous for its guitar solos. You and your co-guitarist, Sam Topman, you know, you guys trade licks and solos like there's no end in sight. Did you guys study any other classic dual lead guitar bands when forming Dragon Force?
I mean, we listened to a lot of, obviously, double guitar stuff like Judas Priest and Iron Maiden, the early stuff. I mean, I used to listen to stuff like Symphony X and Cacophony, which is the more underground, you know, ultra shredding kind of stuff. But it wasn't something that we tried to just emphasize on. I think the success of Dragon Force at the end, is basically the songs are catchy. You know, you can have all these guitars, you know, going in and out and about, but if the song's rubbish, it's kind of pointless. So we always actually spend more time on the songs than the solo. Solo is actually the last thing we actually spend time on when we make an album.
How would you describe the differences in playing styles between you and Sam?
I think first album compared to now the fourth album, Ultra Beatdown, we share each other's techniques more on the newer stuff than the old stuff. I think the first album when it came out like in 2003, we sound, you know, really, really different. But I think the note choice is always going to be different. No matter what techniques you play, techniques is one thing, but the note choice is what also, I think, you know, give the identity to the player. And his note choice and my note choice has always been kind of different, and I think it always will.
Like if Sam does something more conventional in a way on your next solo, will you try to do something more extreme and vice versa?
I don't like the safe notes all the time. I don't like to land on the safe notes. I don't mean the passing notes, but the one that sits on the chord, because I find them kind of boring and the same. So I like to use a lot of the unsafe note, whatever you call it, you know. Just the style is different. You know, Sam writes out all his solos and I improvise all my solos, so the whole feel of it is different too. But, I mean, even though we share the same similar kind of guitar technique, like tapping and fast playing, yeah.
What kind of formal training have you had? Did you go to a guitar institute?
My only training is basically from instructional videos and reading guitar magazines. You know, when I started off, Sam is actually the classical trained musician. I'm not, so I just learn from whatever I can get. You know, and now with the internet and stuff, I think it's even easier for people that want to learn the guitar. When I started playing guitar, that's when the grunge, the whole new metal thing was the thing, and it wiped out any kind of melodic guitar out of rock and metal. So it definitely wasn't wasn't there, and I had to kind of look back and search back to other guitarists to learn from.
It's interesting you mentioned grunge. During that period, were you disheartened in any way that the kind of guitar playing that you do was out of style?
I don't think so. I think I realized what I like to listen to and what I want to play, and that's pretty much what I pursued. And it's the same thing with Dragon Force. When we started off, you know, we're like the joke, you know, why are you playing solos? Back then, it's still kind of like a funny thing to be singing and not growling on the voice for metal. So, you know, I think that's kind of my determination. I always had to, you know, to do what I want to listen to and what I want to play.
Now, you have a pretty elaborate home studio where you record most of the records, correct?
Yeah, I record everything guitars, definitely record at my place, yeah.
What is in your setup? Do you demo on GarageBand? What's in your home setup?
It's actually very, very simple. I just have a DigiDesign 002 and a DI box. And what have I got? A Rocktron Prophecy preamp, which does all the lead sounds. And I've got a reamp along the normal guitar stuff. The only studio stuff I got is basically a DI box and a Pro Tools LE system. I don't think you need the million things and million effects, really. I don't even use compressors or anything on the guitar, or I use some distortion.
There's that theory that you need a good room sound to get great guitar tracks, like Jimmy Page used to do, recording in castles and whatnot. So I guess you don't subscribe to that notion?
I don't really see it that way. You know, how close I put my microphone to the speaker, you know, it's not going to catch the room anyway. And it's hard to, when you have the room, it's hard to control the sound in the mix, because you've got all these other stuff that are interfering, like the reverb and all that. You know, that's the way I see recording anyway. Everyone produces differently and record and engineering differently. That's my style, and that's how I like to hear the guitar on the record.
You're pretty much known for being a perfectionist, doing take after take after take of solos. Why is that? A lot of players would say spontaneity is the thing.
When I'm in a studio mode, I hear every single little thing. I mean, I hear fret buzz on the guitar solos, all these kind of things. And to be honest, I mean, I'm trying to give the 100% effort and really capture the one. I don't, you know, if it has to be 100 take to get that right one, I'll do it, you know. Because what gets recorded pretty much stay in history for the rest of his life, you know. And it's important that we get something right. And every little detail you miss, when you start putting them all together, it really makes a big difference on what's a good album or a bad album.
But sometimes do you feel like you're chasing your own tail in a way, like that solo you played the second time isn't any better than the 35th time?
Oh, absolutely. I totally think sometimes I did like 6 hours of this one solo, and probably the fifth one was good enough. I'm on the 200th or something, you know. And it's gone, you know, it's been wiped over, forever gone. But in a way, I also feel like, you know, the first couple can't be that good. You know, the more time I spend playing these notes and experimenting with these different chords and the key changes, I'm going to be better later on in the game.